Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bought with Ice Cube. That was big stuff for me.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a big deal.
And I'm glad Ice Cube is hanging behind the Lakers.
He's sticking with the Lakers. Dan Cilio's show, of course, every morning, 5 to 9 here on 97.3 The Fan. This is Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, the coach, John Quintero, sitting in for Tony Gwynn Jr. And during that promo, as we came back for the 5 o'clock hour, it said Gwynn and Chris are going to take you on a wild ride. Well, it's nothing like the wild ride that Ryan Looney and his Point Loma Nazarene University basketball team has taken their fans on, a ride that has taken them all the way to the NCAA Division II championship game tomorrow. Coach Looney joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting to the championship game. I know that you have so much work ahead to prepare for tomorrow. Probably haven't had as much time as you would like to enjoy what you have already accomplished.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride. Played the last couple nights. We're fortunate enough to win against two very good teams, but still have to get one more done.
Hey, Ryan, I watched the game last night, but I actually was out at your ball game when you beat St. Martin's to get this trip back to the tournament. And you got a really you're a well-coached team. There's no doubt about it. You got those guys humming. I love your the way you guys move the ball around, very unselfish basketball team. And let's start with your star, Dalton Hamas. We had him on the show earlier this year, but let's talk just a little bit about his game, because I think for a guy – with the ability he has, he's a very unselfish basketball player.
Yeah, he is. I'm actually riding in a van right now back to the hotel, and he's sitting right next to me, so he'll get to listen to everything I say here. he was just named Division II National Player of the Year and is very deserving of it. There's definitely not a more talented offensive player out there. But there isn't another guy that's deserved it anymore. He's fought through so much adversity from a young age to get himself to the point where he's at. It's a pretty special story.
Well, I think what you guys have done is awfully special, Coach. And I thought the win last night, I mean, doing it really in a road game, I mean, the game is played in Evansville, Indiana, against Southern Indiana. So, I mean, they got the whole crowd of nearly 8,000 people there. And you guys have a lead. They keep making a run at you in the second half, but you guys had the answer every time. I would imagine that doesn't surprise you so much, but it also gives you a lot of confidence going into the championship, going, hey, we can handle the heat because we handled it last night.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I don't know how many stories there are out there where a team wins a road game in the Final Four, but right. It definitely was that. And we did it kind of in untraditional style, too. We weathered some extreme foul trouble, especially late in the first half. Some guys that haven't been playing huge minutes for us had to step up and provide a little bit different role than what they normally have.
You know, I thought last night watching that game, two different times you guys had leads and Southern Indiana came back, but you guys had the answer every time. And I'm not going to get into the officiating because I'm not going to try to get you in trouble and get you fined in that. But the officiating, I hope tomorrow's a lot better than it was last night, because I thought it hurt both ball clubs, quite frankly. And, you know, I want to, when I'm watching a game, especially on television, I want to see all the great players be in there. Now, if they're real fouls, that's one thing. But I don't necessarily agree with the way that game was called last night. But I want to know about the team you're playing tomorrow. They're 37-0, Northwest Missouri State, 37-0. I don't care who you're playing against. That's a hell of a record.
Yeah, they're very good. But anyone you would play in this game would be very good. We spent some time phase here. Spent a lot of time last night trying to help get our team ready. They're going to be good. They're talented on offense. They share the ball. They got a lot of skilled players. I've been impressed with how hard they defend, too.
Coach, last thing. Do you get any sense of a feeling from the Point Loma community and the kind of pride and support that you're getting out here on the West Coast? I imagine if you guys pull this off tomorrow, it's going to be a pretty nice little party out in Point Loma sometime late tomorrow afternoon, and then when you guys get back to San Diego, I know that you don't have as many fans with you as you'd like, but I know that they're all there in spirit.
Yeah, definitely. It was such a huge thing for our university to be able to host the regional on our campus. There was such a buzz that was created prior to those three games and obviously during them too, and it just kind of followed. We're getting videos all the time of watch parties going on campus and texts and emails from people back home letting us know they're supporting us. There's actually a whole crew of people hopping on a red eye tonight to be here for tomorrow's game. And I actually, just before we got on the phone here, saw a tweet with 12 different watch parties that are happening in the community tomorrow. So we definitely are feeling the love from everyone back home. I don't even think our guys realize it, but they're going to be treated like rock stars when they get back there.
No question about it, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. We'll let you get back to your van ride. That's Division II basketball right there for you, Coach. Getting ready for the championship
that
tomorrow.
Is.
Hey, good luck tomorrow. Let's pull it off. We're all rooting for you out here in San Diego, Coach.
Good luck, Ryan.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Second time he's been nice enough to come on during this tourney run. Ryan Looney has been with us. Thanks to the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. You can apply now at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.